At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast, with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a game day edition. Hornets will visit the Detroit Pistons tonight. Final matchup of the season between the Hornets and the Pistons. Charlotte looking to register a win against a Detroit team that established a new record in the NBA for consecutive losses. None of those have come against the Hornets, though, so Charlotte look to put one in the win column again tonight, make it a two-game win streak. We'll also talk about how things have maybe changed for Charlotte after two of the more significant days for the franchise this season, and hopefully they'll have impact for a long time to come. One is the hiring of Jeff Peterson as the newly named Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations. The other, the trade deadline. Both have had impacts already, and both will certainly have impacts for the long-term future as well. Helping me on all of these topics, he's become a familiar face for Hornets fans throughout this season. You see him on Bally Sports Southeast, pregame, postgame, and halftime duties. Terrence Oglesby, our guest today again here on the Hornets Hivecast. Terrence, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Sam. We're making it through. What are we, 60-something games in? And there's been a lot of change. There's been some different expectations throughout the course of the year, depending on the week, it seems like. But now that after the trade deadline, I think there's established direction. We understand what the Hornets are trying to do. And all in all, I think we agree it's an exciting time to be a Hornets fan. And there is a future now that people are willing to understand. And people, quite frankly, Sam, I'm able to understand what the goal is moving forward. So exciting times for everybody.
No doubt about that at all. The first time that we spoke way back when early in the season was definitely a very different mindset, a very different outlook for the Charlotte Hornets, and things have certainly changed significantly. And one area that I think is going to have the biggest long-term impact, and I know you agree with me on this one, is the hiring of Jeff Peterson as Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations. There's a lot of titles that this position has, but what the position represents to every franchise is kind of the same. This is the lead decision maker. This is the person who is going to be the say on trades, on draft selections, on free agency, and it's one of the most consequential positions in sports. And so to have this person in place at this time, I think is just huge for the Charlotte Hornets, because it gives Jeff an opportunity to evaluate what is currently on the roster, to identify what he feels they need moving forward, and to put a plan in place to be able to execute it moving into free agency rather than the normal hiring cycle, which tends to be at the end of a season just as things are getting ramped up, trying to find that person, select them, have them get up to speed really in short order, and then immediately have very impactful decisions to make. That's not always the best sequence. I think this one is a much cleaner one and a much stronger one for the Charlotte Hornets. So I'm excited for Jeff to have gotten to know him a little bit, see him get into place, put his staff together, and start to attack this offseason, or getting prepared to attack this offseason. You have probably a unique potential interaction with Jeff in that, you know, both of you are not all that far removed from your playing careers. And we were talking during the break, you didn't play head to head against one another, but you travel in similar generations, let's call it, of the game. So I'm curious if you have any stories or interactions with Jeff, or any insights you can share given your path through the game of basketball, both as a player and now into the analyst world.
You know what? I had not met Jeff up until, at least face-to-face, and sat down and actually talked with him. And it wasn't all that long. It was probably through 3 or 4 minutes. I met him. I met his mother walking out from the game he attended whenever he was first hired. But we, like you said, we have traveled in similar circles. He played at DeMatha High School in Washington, D.C., but everybody who knows basketball knows that program. And I played alongside Jere Grant while I was at Clemson. So there are some similar circles. And then him having worked within the Atlanta Hawks organization, I have a lot of close friends in that organization. So it's one of those things where, you know, you don't necessarily know somebody, but you can call people to kind of find out the general gist of what kind of person they are. And every person, Sam, to a T, spoke extremely highly of Jeff Peterson. And quite frankly, he mentioned all these titles and everything. For all intents and purposes, he wears the big boy pants. He's the one making all these decisions, who stays, who goes, all of these things. And, you know, while I don't understand titles, I understand the responsibility of what he's doing. And I think it really sparks a new day of this Hornets franchise going younger, going with somebody who everybody I've talked to knows and respects and understands his intelligence level. That's one thing that stuck out. And then there was one thing he kept going back to in a lot of these interviews after he was hired, and say, hey, we want something sustainable. We want something sustainable. And I thought that said a lot about Jeff, considering, hey, he is young. He is new to this whole thing. But he also understands, I don't have to set the world on fire in 1 year. I'm trying to make something happen over the course of 5, 6, 7 years. It's something that Charlotte Hornets fans, and quite frankly, anybody in the Carolinas, would be proud of, having a professional organization that competes every single night. And I think that's something that they strive for. That's what he's spoken on several times along with Rick and Gabe. I think there's a clear vision. They understand what they're doing. And I really appreciate the fact that the Hornets got a head start on making this decision. So now Jeff can come in, understand what he's working with, what needs to stay, what needs to go. And there's going to be some hard decisions made, but with what he said and how he's presented himself, I think it's a really exciting time to be a Hornets fan.
Couldn't agree with you more there on that last point. And it'll be very interesting to see what direction Jeff goes in. I don't think that it's, you know, kind of well established that there is a perfect path here, or an obvious path, maybe, is the best way to put it, because typically when these kinds of changes are made, it's not a retirement type of scenario, which is kind of how Mitch Kupchak was going to be exiting anyways, as we've been told the plan here was. We're kind of in the middle of a rebuild anyways. There are already young, talented assets on the squad, and it has relatively clean books. So, you know, there's not an urgent need to get rid of or get out from under any particular kind of contract right now. There's not a lack of top-level talent on the team. It's just a lack of availability is probably the biggest issue. So there's a lot of directions that Jeff can go with this, and he's had a lot of experience with teams going many different directions. He was with the Brooklyn team that had the three enormous superstars all coming together. He's built teams more organically through the draft. He's seen rebuilds. He's seen teardowns. So he's kind of seen it all in a very short period of time, has experience with it all, and I'm sure he's got a good idea on what direction he wants to go, but he does have this opportunity to evaluate over the next month or two before any real consequential decisions have to be made.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you kind of hit the nail on the head a little bit. A lot of times when teams go into rebuild mode, they're searching for that superstar. If everybody remembers what the Sixers did, what was it, 10 or so years ago, it's the whole trust the process. We're gonna wait until we can hit a home run in the draft. And they did with Joel Embiid, but it took so long and people were getting really uneasy in Philadelphia. Will it pan out for them? You don't have to do that here because you have a guy in Brandon Miller that I think is going to be an all-NBA caliber guy by year three. And I'm saying year three, but I still think there's a possibility for him to be that guy in year two, provided that the Hornets are able to win enough next year. But given the state of the organization and kind of where they're at, they're okay if they can continue developing into next year. I think next year will be better. I think the year after next year is when you're going to see significant improvement because your all-stars or your superstars are going to be older guys. And at that point, you got to start winning a little bit. But when it comes to availability, I don't know what secret potion that Jeff Peterson has. Hopefully he has something for LaMelo Ball to get back to feel like playing basketball again, because he hasn't played more than 36 games in 2 years. And, you know, when you're getting paid max money, you have to be available. And I'm curious to know what the process is going to be whenever he approaches LaMelo Ball, because there's already significant money on the books, and now you got to get your return out of that significant money, and that starts by getting the man on the floor.
It's true, and injuries come with it's just a part of sports. It's a part of sports, and it's a lack of luck that the Hornets have not really anticipated or could have anticipated over the last two seasons, but hopefully that luck will turn starting next season, and LaMelo Ball will be leading this team where it wants to go, which is the postseason. We've got Terrence Oglesby with us here today. The biggest development that really any franchise can have is finding a star player, but second maybe only to that is the person whose responsibility is to find that person. The Hornets have that guy in place now in Jeff Peterson, the newly named Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations. One of two really significant dates on the calendar for the Hornets over the last couple of months. The other one was the trade deadline, where the Hornets made several significant deals, bringing in a wealth of new experience and talent to the franchise, and it's had an impact already. We'll talk about now, about 15 games in since the trade deadline, how things are looking for the new look Hornets with Terrence Oglesby after this here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Sam Farber here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta. Our guest today, Terrence Oglesby. You see him nightly before, during, and after Hornets games on Bally Sports Southeast, Hornets Live with Terrence Oglesby and Ashley Chamedy, a must-watch. Definitely encourage you to check it out tonight. Ashley will be going without Terrence, unfortunately, for this one because we'll be on the road. But I've been told, Terrence, soon enough, there's like an 8-game homestand. At least they promised me this will be it. So we'll get to see each other every day for about 3 weeks. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that'll be good. Right in the middle of Final Four time. So you do games, you go home, you watch Final Four, and then you get back to watch more pro hoops. So that's all good.
It'll be a lot of fun, and you can, of course, follow Terrence Oglesby on social media as well, T_Oglesby, O-G-L-E-S-B-Y, 22. Find him a great follow, up to date on everything pro and collegiate basketball. One of the big dates on the calendar every year in the NBA is the trade deadline. Often teams are labeled buyers or sellers, and then based off that, you look to see winners and losers. Most people viewed the Hornets as sellers at the deadline, dealing Gordon Hayward, dealing P.J. Washington, dealing Terry Rozier prior to the deadline, acquiring multiple draft picks in the process, as well as 5 healthy bodies at the time, at least, to help bolster the roster and get the team through the finish line. As Rick Schnall said when introducing Jeff Peterson about a week ago as the new executive vice president of basketball operations, the goal was to acquire assets. The plan wasn't necessarily that they were going to get better, but it seems pretty clear that they have. The Hornets, with the win the other night over the Brooklyn Nets, have now won 6 of the 13 games played since the trade deadline. And even more obvious than that, to the level of play that the Hornets have had, they have been a top 5 defensive team since then, a top 5 defensive rating. And to me, if you're top 5 in either offense or defense, that's a clear sign that you're doing something at a very high level for the NBA overall. The other teams that are top 5 in defense are all not just above 500, but significantly so. I think injuries are still hurting the Hornets' chances of being, you know, one of those teams with that kind of record. But I think it's undeniable at this stage that this long after the trade deadline, it has borne fruit, not just in terms of generating some new assets for the Hornets here, but generating a much better brand of basketball than they had been playing prior to the deadline.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has to, it all comes back to just getting older, wiser guys that are going to embrace the opportunity, know how to be pros. I think that's a big part of this whole thing. I do think that there's a part of players, and quite frankly, there's human nature, that things have been done a certain way for so long that it can get stale. And I think it got stale a little bit with P.J. Washington. I think it got stale a little bit with Terry Rozier. Not necessarily saying anything towards those individuals, but sometimes new is good. And I'm not saying there was something bad beforehand. I just think there's new energy injected into the team. P.J.'s had new energy injected into his career in Dallas, and Rozier's down in Miami figuring things out. So change was good. And on top of that, the guys that they brought in, outside of those assets, because those assets, I mean, great job accumulating those, but the Grant Williams of the world, the Bertans, and quite frankly, Vasilije Micić has been a pleasant surprise. A lot of guys understood kind of what he was coming in, you know, a big point guard that might not be the quickest guy, but he really knows how to play. And sometimes when you have a guy like that, he doesn't fit well in one system. But when you have a bunch of young players, he comes in and he's kind of a guy that can just make things work. And you see those older veteran pieces just kind of meshing together quickly. And to go along with what you're saying defensively, Grant Williams, it didn't work in Dallas. And there's been hearsay saying this, saying that. It didn't work there. But what Grant Williams does, he will talk. And while talking might rub people the wrong way at certain places, like Dallas and Luka, that type of personality was needed in Charlotte. They needed a voice in the locker room to step up and say things. And I think what he's brought to the table as a small ball 5, as a quarterback of the defense, has been phenomenal, welcomed, needed. And you're seeing immediate benefits on top of that.
If you look at the overall record of the Charlotte Hornets prior to making these deals, obviously the team, you know, buried below 500. It's going to be a losing season when it's all said and done here for Charlotte, and the cake already baked really before the trade deadline acquisitions arrived in the first place. But Charlotte was 10-41 before they showed up. They're now 6-7 since. So they're not exactly world beaters. 6-7 is a below 500 record. It's not enough to really, you know, call yourself a playoff bound team. You might be in contention for the play in with that kind of win percentage, but not going to be a top seed by any stretch.
Sorry to interrupt you, but just kind of looking, we did a graphic on this the other day. They're not world beaters. You're right. However, if you put Micić, Grant Williams, Trey Mann, Davis Bertans, and how could I forget Seth Curry? If you put those guys on a second unit, that's an excellent second unit.
Oh, no doubt about it. That's kind of my point is that, you know, before these deals were made, Charlotte was losing 4 out of every 5. Now they're roughly a 500 team. That's a huge swing. And also you have to factor in that prior to the trade deadline, it wasn't a long stretch, but there was some stretch where LaMelo Ball and Mark Williams did play. Now, they never had a stretch where everyone was playing, so I don't think it's fair to judge any of this roster off what's possible if everyone were healthy, because we don't know what that would look like. But in terms of, you know, this stretch here, these 13 games since the trade deadline acquisitions arrived, there haven't been any moments in time where LaMelo Ball and Mark Williams were available to play, and yet they're still playing closer to 500 ball. And, you know, we don't often go into fantasy basketball in the Hornets Hivecast because we get to deal with reality basketball, but it was notable to me. You know, we keep an eye on some of these websites out there, and ESPN has kind of a fantasy basketball weekly segment or something that they publish. And among the players to add to your team, the risers, as they call them, noted there, Vasilije Micić. And it's someone who is kind of off the rotation with OKC. There was no reason for him to be on a fantasy basketball roster. But since coming to the Hornets, he's been extremely productive. He's had 5 straight games in double figures. He just had a career high for rebounds and assists, his first career double-double. Micić getting some attention on a variety of levels around the game.
Here's the thing, too. Whenever there's a new trade and there's not a whole lot of film on a particular player, you're going to be able to see immediate success, because when you're in the NBA, you're not in the NBA unless you can absolutely play. Now, you saw it over the first 5 games. Micić was great. I mean, fun, moved the ball, got into the paint when he wanted. He would get in there for a layup, and then he would fan out. What's happened is players are starting to adjust. Teams starting to understand what he likes to do, and that's get to the cup. And hopefully the defense collapses and look for assists. Now, I thought last night he did a terrific job of understanding, hey, Brooklyn's going to fan out when I get into the lane. I'm going to have to finish some of these things. And that's what happened early in the game. I think he had quick 4 points within the first 6 minutes of the game. Team started to collapse as a result because he was finishing at the rim. And then after that, you saw the assists start to pile up. He had 6 at the end of the first half, finished with 10. So in the NBA, whenever you have these newer players and you don't really know what they're good at, what they do well, what they don't, you get 5 games. After that 5 games, opposing NBA teams are going to take away your first option. They're going to take away your second option. Then you have to turn into the player who can get to your third option as quick as possible, just because of how things work. And he's done a good job of that over the last 2 games, and hopefully he can keep that going, because I really find a lot of joy in watching him play and try to do the right things, because the NBA game and the European game, incredibly different. Couldn't be more different.
Hopefully he has another good one in him tonight. He's going for a 6th straight game in double figures, possibly aiming for new career highs and rebounds and assists, which he just set the other day in the win over Brooklyn. Hornets could definitely use a W over Detroit. We'll have our game preview for you next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Sam Farber with Terrence Oglesby. You see him pregame, halftime, and postgame on Bally Sports Southeast. Also covers college basketball for a variety of networks. Busy time of year for Terrence. We appreciate him joining us here today on the Hornets Hivecast. Hornets are going to take on the Detroit Pistons tonight. Third and final meeting of the season. Charlotte's 0-2 versus Detroit. When we did our March preview a couple weeks ago, Terrence, I circled this game as the most important game for the Hornets in the month of March. We knew the cake was already baked. We knew the story was largely already written. Hornets are very, very unlikely to advance to the play-in tournament until it's mathematically impossible. I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's not likely at this stage. And the same is true for Detroit. They are basically eliminated right now from any kind of postseason contention. Both teams in rebuilds for different reasons. Detroit, I think it's a bit more design that they haven't been very good still this year. Charlotte, more circumstances based off injuries. But regardless, they are where they are. But to go through a season like this and not have a win over a team that's only won 10 games at this point, that could be pretty frustrating. So I think this is an important one here for the Hornets to try and nab. Charlotte 16-48. They did get the win over Brooklyn the other day. And as we've been talking about, they have been playing better defense overall here over these last 13 games since the trade deadline acquisitions have arrived. As for Detroit, they're playing a heck of a lot better than they were when they lost 28 or in a row or whatever it was, that record losing streak for the Detroit Pistons. Let's see, it went from October all the way into December. They just won on the precipice of the new year and then went on to lose a bunch more games. They've been playing a little bit better as of late. They've won two out of their last six games, but really an overall overwhelming losing stretch for the Pistons here this season. Terrence, you know how these game previews work. We need a player to watch for both teams as well as a stat to watch. Which category would you like to begin with?
The player and the watch are kind of the same thing. I think Nick Richards needs to have a good game because that front line of the Detroit Pistons, Jalen Duren and some of those other guys in there, they're so big, they're so strong, they're so physical. He has to have a good game. And just because I think he's been playing a lot better as of late, finishing around the rim with these extended minutes due to injury. I think Nick Richards has been a bright spot for this team. And Coach Clifford talked about it a little bit yesterday. You know, you're able to mix up some lineups. He's able to go against some second units as well. And that's helped boost some of his confidence and some of his numbers as well. But he's going to have to be good today. And I also, if I'm looking at tonight's game, it's not just him. It's the team rebounding aspect. Because a lot of times he's going to be boxing out. He's going to be taken out of the play. The guards are going to have to come in there and grab a couple of extra ones. And that's really what it's going to come down to. But I've really been impressed with Nick Richards. He signed a 3-year deal at the end of last season, and he's been handed some more responsibility. I think the Hornets got him at a good price, and they understand what they have in a potential backup big with Nick, because he does all those things that you need. He plays with extreme energy, and he finishes hard around the rim. And while he does have some limitations offensively, he knows what he is. And I think there's a lot of value in that.
I like the pick a lot. Nick Richards coming off back-to-back double-doubles on back-to-back days. He's been playing really, really well. And I'm with you. He's going to be a key here against a Detroit team that does have some size and that has been an issue for the Hornets previously. I'm going to go, though, with Brandon Miller. The rookie sensation's been absolutely phenomenal, particularly the last couple of months, but really all season long.
long. I think he has elevated himself in the eyes of the outside NBA world as a clear top three member of this rookie class, and I think us in Charlotte felt that for a lot longer, but it's nice to see him getting more and more attention from around the NBA. He just set the franchise record for most consecutive games as a rookie with a made three, now sitting at 19 straight games, so that is a mark that he has taken away here from LaMelo Ball. He'll go for 20 straight games tonight, and in the process, he'll try and enter top 21 in NBA history for consecutive games with a made three as a rookie. And this is a fun one for me, Terrence, because it's kind of like the triple crown in horse racing. Like, you could end up being the world's fastest horse 4 years down the line, but you only have one chance to win the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and the Belmont. So this is the only opportunity Brandon Miller has to set a record like this. And right now he's climbing the charts. He's currently tied with Colin Sexton for the 25th longest such streak in NBA history. If he makes a three tonight against Detroit, he'll tie the likes of Tyrese Halliburton, Dame Lillard, and Latrell Sprewell for their best rookie season marks. They all made a three in 20 consecutive games. So some pretty big names here that Brandon Miller is going after. He'll be my player to watch tonight against the Pistons. Next up, stat to watch or a Piston to watch?
I love that stat with Brandon Miller, and that actually, anytime you bring in Latrell Sprewell into any record conversation, that fires me up because I remember him very well playing doing all those things. But for the Pistons, a player to watch, Cade Cunningham is averaging 22.5 and almost 8 rebounds a game. He has just been, you know, you talk about a couple of different bright spots for that team. He's a fun one to watch, and he's still one of the most dynamic playmakers in the Eastern Conference. And now they're doing their best to try to figure out, you know, how they're going to orchestrate these things. And as you said, they are playing better, 2-6 in their last 8. I mean, in the win losses, it doesn't necessarily show that, but the fact that they're, it's bad to even say this, but the fact that they're losing in the manner in which they're losing and not just getting clobbered, I think is a big improvement. And like you said, the way they play and compete is the biggest thing for Monty Williams and his guys, and it all starts with Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, I can't argue with it. He's the best player on the team. He hasn't had a lot of injury luck when it comes to being able to play against the Hornets, so it'll be interesting to see him out there on the floor against Charlotte, but clearly very talented guy, former number one overall pick, and he is the future for the Pistons franchise. I'll go with Jaden Ivey for this one. They've had a lot of inconsistencies, the Pistons have. Part of that's due to trades and changing availability, and the roster has just been about as fluid as the Hornets have been for different reasons, not all due to injuries, but there have been a lot of different changes to their roster and their rotation over the course of this season. Jaden Ivey is someone I think is very, very talented. He's explosive. He has that burst, kind of in that Scoot Henderson mold, if you're looking for a rookie class comparison this year, and just super athlete and still trying to figure it out from the shooting perspective. But he's someone who has the ability to change the game at that point guard position, and it'll be an interesting matchup going up against Devasa Micic. And assuming that all things stay the same as they have been the last couple of days injury-wise, that's likely going to be the point guard v. point guard matchup. Huge edge for Micic in terms of experience and veteran savvy and knowing how to get the team organized and get to certain spots, but there's no denying the speed burst Ivy has against everyone in the NBA. So that'll be an entertaining matchup to watch here tonight for the Hornets. Last but not least, a stat to watch. Can't be points, because clearly that's going to determine the winner. But other than points, what do you have your eye on?
The points thing was not what I was going to use, but it's big because Detroit's one of the worst defenses in all the association. So that's obviously one where the Hornets are going to be able to get off. But if I had to pick one, I think 2-point percentage is going to be big because they do have Jalen Duren down on the block. And whenever they play ball screen offense, he plays drop coverage so low, it's crazy. So you're going to be able to get to those elbows pretty much whenever you want. You're going to have some opportunities to score. That's where Brandon Miller thrives, right around those elbows. So if he's able to have a big game from that area, I think that's going to be good.
I like the pick. I'm going to go with a kind of an off the beaten path one, or one that's not necessarily looked at all that much, but I'm going to go with field goal attempts, and this is kind of a way to clue in on turnovers and rebounds. I think Charlotte has had a lot of issues the last 2 years, really, with Detroit's size at different times. And the Pistons can dominate the offensive glass and generate a lot of second chance and third chance opportunities. They're not a good shooting team by any stretch, but if they get you know, an extra 10 or 15 looks at the basket, that's enough for them to make up that gap. So as you look at this Detroit team, and very young, they do have some talent there. They are not a terrible shooting team, but they're not a great one. They have the opportunity on certain nights to be a really good rebounding team, and that has been an area of difficulty for the Hornets. Some of that due to roster availability. Mark Williams being out the majority of the season hasn't helped that category, but I think number of field goals attempted is really going to be key here for Charlotte. If they take more shots than Detroit, I like their chances to win the game. If the Pistons have a huge edge there, it might be too much to overcome for the Hornets here on the road. Will be a lot of fun. We know Terrence Oglesby will have you covered pregame, halftime, and postgame once the Hornets return home. We look forward to being back there at the Hive on Friday when Charlotte hosts the Phoenix Suns, the one and only time that Hornets fans in the Carolinas can see the likes of Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns. And then I've been promised there is an 8-game homestand on the horizon, so something to look forward to for us to have plenty of conversations before, during, and after games, Terrence.
More than anything else, Sam, I'm happy you get to sleep in your own bed and wash some clothes, because I know it's been a long month for you.
It has been a very long month. I mean, we've reached the end. I'm pulling out stuff from, you know, like 5 years ago. Like, all right, is this clean? I sure hope so. We're at that stage of the season here, but the homestand is on the horizon, and we appreciate your great work all season long and look forward to seeing you back at the Hive soon.
Yep, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you there.
He's Terrence Oglesby. Thanks to him for joining us. Thanks to our producer, Rob Longo, for putting this podcast together. Most of all, to all of you for tuning in. For everyone here, I'm Sam Farber, saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We'll talk to you tomorrow with a recap of tonight's game against the Pistons right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.